intro anyway. Welcome to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. I am your host, El Dr. Mysterio, of course, and we're going to have a lot and great guests tonight. I hate to say tonight because it's already, it's even light out there and it's winter. Anyway, as I was saying, this is Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. I am Dr. Mysterio. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from traditional and unceded coast Salish territory and waterways. I love to say that whole thing. I just love it. We're located in SFU's community, campus community. It's the campus community radio, of course. And today is December 21st of the year of the Lord, 2025. And I'm very happy to have a lot of guests tonight. Well, not really, but I have to say it because we're supposed to be kind and respectful. So here with us have no other than Dr. Kimberly, our friend Andrew, and his friend, well, her friend that I don't know. Isabel. Her name, oh, and Isabel, there you go. So Andrew, Isabel, sorry, Isabel, Kim, Andrew, and myself. So you can introduce yourselves if you want to. Do you want to talk? No?
Hello.
Okay. Good. Just get a little closer when you say hello.
Yeah. Sorry. Hello.
There you go. Anyway, that's okay. People are shy, so after the second or third beverage, they'll be chatting all over the place. Don't you worry about it. It happens to every guest. Right, as usual, we're going to have a great show tonight. As you can see, we have a full house, and then Dr. Cumbia and George of the City are also arriving soon, so we're going to have a blast. As usual, tons of music that I like, of course, and if the guests behave, we might let them put a song or two. We shall see. Let's see how they behave first. Anyway, without further ado, let's start with the music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Started from my heart locked 'cause the clock keeps ticking down to number
saying it's gonna blow. The heat's rising under pressure. It's gonna blow. The heat's rising, 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 rising, rising. It's gonna blow. The heat's rising, it's gonna blow.
Only one sun humming up the mountain, solo con el sol, darkness overcome.
desmembrando el frío implacable. Devolviendo en esos entes el deseo profundo de tenerse.
Thank you.
are back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Now we have a proper full house, as threatened earlier. We have now Dr. Cumbia and...
You're right. I lost my good seat.
And Jorge of the city, sorry, George of the city here with us.
Hello.
Yes, along with, you know, Isabel, Kim and Andrew. So anyway, before I forget, we listened to Soda Stereo from Argentina. We listened to Telekinesis or Teleka. This is from their debut album back in 1984, self-titled. Before that, we listened to Mingua, our sister and brothers from another mother. They are here from Vancouver, and we listened to the song Sun, El Sol. This is from their 2019 album, The Strange One. And we started the set and the show with our sister and brothers from another mother. As you can see, we have a lot of relatives. Los Furios, here from Vancouver as well. And we listened to the song Hits Rising from their 2011 album, Run, Devil, Run. And speaking about Los Furios, they are going to play at the Rickshaw on March 17th. When is St. Patrick's Day? Quickly, come on, somebody.
17th, yeah. They're really furious or not?
20. They are.
Oh, yeah.
They are really furious, but with a smile.
Right.
With a smile.
All right.
That's George from the city, Jorge de la Ciudad, chatting with us. So on March 20th, they're going to be playing at the Rickshaw along with the Dreadnoughts and Space Chimp. Another local band. You should go. Highly recommend it. We have been going for 4 years now in a row. Both, they play Friday and Saturday, the Dreadnoughts, with four different bands, two and two. And it's always a sold out. So highly recommend it for you to get some. Well, Los Furios, you heard, is kind of ska and rock and reggae and a mix of everything. Really, really good band. And then Space Chimp plays like ska as well. And the Dreadnoughts are like Celtic punk. So it's always a blast with them. And nobody leaves the premises sober. So that's guaranteed.
Well, but if it's sold out, I'm out of luck then. What's going on?
Well, you have to buy them now. It's not sold out now.
Oh, okay. But you just said
Don't wait. It's always sold out at the end. Yes. Anyway, so that was what we listened to. And... yeah, you listen to Jorge, so maybe we should listen to somebody else's voice.
My voice? What's going on?
No, so that people are not going to believe me that there's more people are here.
There's another microphone.
Get it closer, come on, pull it. There you go.
I am here, I promise.
There you go. Kimberly's here, as promised. Anyway, anybody else want to say hi to the world?
Hi, world.
You can grab that one. Yeah, bring it closer to you.
Am I supposed to touch it?
Pull it, yes. You can do whatever you want with it, babe. There you go.
Hi, world.
There you go. That was beautiful Andrew and beautiful Kimberly. Isabel, you want to try?
I don't have anything to say.
Well, we just heard you say you don't have anything to say. So you do have something to say. You just said that you have nothing to say. So there you go. Anyway, Dr. Cumbia, you want to leave your beautiful voice until Yuka Stereo or what?
I'll leave it for the next program.
There you go. He's humble. He's a very humble man.
Dr. Cumbia is in the house.
Exactly. Yes. As you can feel. I'm sure you felt over the waves that, you know, there was...
The Angeles, there was some, Los Angeles Azules.
There was some momentum changing in the air. So that was Dr. Cumbia's arrival.
I don't want to speak too much because I don't want my voice to dry.
I see. You want to... Yeah, your chords are... Your vocal cords are
we'll
yes.
have something for you, Dr. Cumbia. Something to refresh your throat. Don't worry about it. Just speak up.
We have refreshments.
Yes, there you go.
Anyway, okay, so let's see if we can come up with a theme to talk about for the next segment, unless somebody has a suggestion. Yes?
Let's talk about the...
Not that many, just one.
Let's talk about the warning.
The warning?
Yes, please.
Which warning? The weather warning?
Exactly. You know, it's raining a lot and, you know,
that was 4 nights ago.
It's typical Vancouverites, you know, we have to complain about the weather, whether it's raining, it's not raining, it's cold, it's hot.
We were supposed to get snow as well. We didn't get anything.
I know, they said it was supposed to snow yesterday.
Were you truly Canadians disappointed that you didn't get snow?
I am very happy that there is no snow.
Yeah, we can tell.
I was hoping for a white Christmas, but it still may happen.
Don't worry, you'll get it. Okay, sorry, I'm gonna do this. There you go. Oh,
there we go.
No, I'm yes. talking.
It can extend plenty.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the warning, the Mexican ban.
Oh, the warning.
Girls.
Yes.
They are, you know, crushing the world.
Yeah.
And doing getting a great impact. And it's been, for the most part, it's not getting a lot of track in Mexico, which is strange because they're from Mexico.
As you can see, Jorge is a little biased about the warning.
100%.
What is this warning?
He's actually telling the truth this time. There's a three-girl band called The Warning.
Oh, the band is called The Warning.
Correct. Oh. From Monterrey, Mexico. And they play like hard rock. How do you call it? Rock, hard, alternative rock. What do they call it these days?
Has a lot of metal and their style, you know. But it has some metal, you know, inspirations. But it's pretty much their own sound. I would say that's what makes them so special.
This yeah. If you behave, we might play a song later.
That would be a great idea.
So yeah, behave, and. We'll play.
Oh, I will love you more than yesterday.
Okay, now we're talking. So they have been doing good in the, you know, outside world. And they played here last year. They opened for, what was it, Evanescence?
Evanescence, yes. Yeah. And Hellstorm. That was the ticket.
Rogers Arena. We got a chance to see them there.
I went to the Hellstorm show, but I didn't see anything.
What about the warning? What the flip?
I was late.
You missed the best part of the whole night.
I didn't realize the warning was playing. I would have gone earlier if that was the case.
Oh, that's just
a terrible sin. I have a feeling you're lying to us now. Today is the day of liars. Like, everybody's lying. You knew about it, and you just were like, they're Mexican, whatever.
No. Yeah, you didn't get the warning, did you?
Exactly. Well, we'll look for a song, and I'll see if I play it. If they give me enough money, I'll play it. All right, so let's go back to some music, and we'll be right back here at Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour.